Foxton Readers, Level 3. Call of the Wild by Jack London. Retold by C.S. Woolley. Read by David Coggins. Copyright Foxton Books, 2017. Chapter 1. Buck didn't read the newspapers. He didn't know that there was trouble, not just for him, but for all big, strong, hairy dogs. Men had found gold in the north. Buck lived in a big house with vines, a garden, and a stable of horses. It had a long drive that led up to the house. It was called the Judge's House. He went hunting with Judge's sons. He took the Judge's daughters out for walks in the morning and at night. When it was winter, he lay by the warm fire at the Judge's feet. He was the king of this place. Buck was a big dog, although not as big as his father Elmo. The other dogs respected him, and he lived a happy life in comfort. He was a very proud dog and a little big-headed, but hunting outside kept him from being a spoiled house dog. He was strong from walking and hunting. He wasn't fat like other dogs. He liked swimming too. It was autumn in 1897 when trouble came for Buck. Manuel was a helper in the garden. He was a gambler in a lot of debt. The family were all away when Manuel took Buck for a walk to the train station. A rough-looking man gave him coins. Manuel folded a rope in half and wrapped it around Buck's neck. Buck did not fight as Manuel was putting the rope around his neck because he trusted the men he knew. Buck growled when the stranger took the ends of the rope. The rope tightened around his neck. Buck couldn't breathe easily. This made Buck very angry. He attacked the man. The stranger grabbed him by the neck and threw him to the floor. The rope got tighter. Buck struggled, but he didn't win. No one had treated Buck in such a nasty way before. He had never been so angry in his life. Buck's eyes closed as he was too tired to fight any more. When he opened his eyes, he was on a train. He was still angry. The man he hated was with him. Buck attacked him. He bit the stranger's hand and didn't let go. The stranger had to knock Buck out to free his hand. When the train stopped, Buck and the stranger got off. They went to the back of a saloon. The barman waited for them there. Buck wasn't well. His head hurt and he felt weak. He tried to fight the two men, but he lost. The men took off the rope and Buck's fine collar. They threw him into a wooden cage. In the morning, four men came and picked up the crate. These men were evil-looking, and Buck snapped and growled in a terrifying way as they carried him. These new men laughed at him and poked at him with sticks. The men took Buck to a train. Buck didn't eat or drink on the train. He attacked the cage in a fury when the men came close to it. Buck changed during that train journey. He was no longer a faithful friend. He became a very angry beast. In Seattle, Buck met a new man who was dressed in a red sweater. When Buck saw him, he went mad. He was growling, snarling, and barking. He tried to break out of the cage. The man smiled grimly and picked up a small axe and a club. He used the small axe to cut into the wood of the cage. The men who had carried and tortured Buck on the train ran to the corners of the room. Buck charged through the woods. He was finally free. "Now, you red-eyed devil," said the man in the red sweater. There was foam around Buck's mouth and a mad look in his eyes. Buck attacked the man in the red sweater. He was going to bite the man, but one of the guys hit him with a club. Buck's body was shaking with shock. He attacked the man a few times, but the other men kept hitting him with the club. Buck gave up. He crawled to his feet and limped. He was bleeding from his nose, mouth, and ears. The man in the red sweater walked towards Buck and hit him again, this time on the nose. "Well, Buck, my boy, we've had our little fight. You have learned your place and I know mine. Be a good dog and all will go well and we'll be fine. If you don't behave, I'll beat you so badly. Understand?" the man said to Buck and patted his head. He gave him water to drink and raw meat to eat out of his hand. Buck had learned the lesson of strength that was the law of the wild. One day, a man called Perrault arrived. He understood dogs and bought Buck and another dog called Curly from the man in the red sweater. Perrault and a man called Françoise put them on a ship called the Narwhal. They travelled north with two other dogs. One of the dogs was called Dave. As they unloaded the Narwhal and the dogs got off the ship, Perrault and Françoise laughed at Buck. Buck stepped on the white ground. It was cold. Buck jumped back from it. He was shocked because this was his first snow experience. They had arrived in Alaska.